Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit, speaking to us in our heart. All who will have ears to hear, all who have ears to hear, He's speaking in the heart, to their heart. And He loves us and He cares about us in every way. The Lord has given us the ability to have the same success and enjoy the same success that He has. The way God builds is the way we build. The way the Lord do things is the way we do things. We were made in His image, and in His image we're made. And as we seek the Lord and His counsel, we can do all things through Christ. All things we can do through Christ. The Word of God will help us to do it. We must never deviate from the Word of God. In the midst of the garden, the Lord put two trees, the tree of life, which represents choosing God's way. To eat from the tree of life is the same as receiving God's word, His counsel, His might, His power, His knowledge. The seven spirits of the Holy Spirit, the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, the tree of life represents the counsel of God. And it would take faith to eat it, to eat from that tree and deny the other tree and never eat off the other tree. And the other tree represents the false way. I recently asked the Lord His definition of sin, and He said it's a lying alternative. So the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it's an alternative, but it's a lying alternative. It looks good. It looks harmless, but it's not. Deception is always a bad business deal. Deception presents itself as good when it's evil, as sufficient when there's lack. What you would desire, but it's what you hate. That's the way of sin, death, and the grave. Now, you got to, as we go forward in the Lord, learning His ways and His counsel, learning Him, we appreciate God more and more for the way He did things. I thank God for how He did all things. He was watching out for me when I could not watch out for myself. That's why I'm so eager to follow Him. Not only do I enjoy my fellowship and time with the Lord and the dialoguing and the talking and the strength of His word, but I like learning what's next. I keep seeing good things. I keep having good experiences as I do the work, the perfect will of God. There's a learning process that will follow obedience. Most of the things that I do, ministry-wise, is because God said it. Being honest, I don't see much, but I know Him. I know what He tells me. I know what to expect, because He showed me some things and He helped me see some things. And I love it every time He gives me something to do. I already know from the beginning it's successful. It's like I've caught on to something. And people like to have a reference for what they're doing. They want to know that it's working. They want to know that they're going somewhere. They want to know it's successful, and they want others to know it. But I found out, as long as I'm obeying God, none of that really matters. Everybody wants to look good, but that's fine. But it's not the most important thing. That's all I'm saying. Some things you just got to trust God on. And some things it's better if you just trust God and take Him at His word and hear Him and obey Him. It's easier and it's more wonderful. It's much better. And the Lord our God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And I never say that lightly, and I often say that on the radio and on every broadcast. Because God, He is mightily moving by His Spirit, saying many wonderful things to people, giving us information, insight, and all forms of encouragement. The more people can trust the Lord, the better they're going to live. There's always a greater plan attached to the strategy of God. Men are tempted to trust what they know. That's where Satan is. Satan, he can manipulate. You know, success is going to be good if you're following the Word of God. And I want to make a clear distinction of the Word of God and the guidance of God. It's the same thing, but the guidance of God is needful, is tailored for you. The Word of God is your pattern. Everything God will give you to do, ask you to do, it's going to be biblical. But the guidance of God is tailored to you and also to the people you're going to be a blessing to and the people who depend on you, your family, your friends. Everything is well thought out when you learn what God is saying. And in the beginning, God put man in charge over the earth, and He recognized our authority. And that's true. Now, you look around at the universe and you say, the Lord knows what He's doing. Wisdom would say, why not ask Him what the best method is? Why not ask Him my best? But, you know, in the Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. That's what I'm talking about when I say follow God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all you got, with all your wisdom, with all your might. Trust Him. That's the best form of security. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. And trust, it helps you to receive the highest form of life. The highest form of security. It's going to work. The plan of God will work. That's what Satan's afraid of. So if he can't get you to deviate from God's word, from the pattern of God's word, the next best thing is to not let you find out about the power and the wonderful guidance of God's word, the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He wants to keep that a secret, and I'm being a loudmouth about it. I'm letting people know there's something better. Pay attention, there's something greater. I've had glimpses of it. I'm on to something, and I'm not wrong. Now, the Lord can evaluate everything. Any decision you present to Him, He can, just like He showed the world, the world system, the end of it, and how He's going to judge it. He knows the end a long time ago. From the beginning, He knew the end. Jesus was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So we got to, if we trust Him, we get a chance to come out on to the better. We get a chance to have the best results. And Satan's trying to hide that from all mankind. And I'm being a siren about it. I'm being a loudmouth. I'm letting people know, if you follow God, it's going to work. And I've had glimpses of it. I know that it will work. And I know the Lord is going to do great things if you follow Him, if you trust Him. I know it's going to be good, and I know you'll love it. But as you go forward, doing what God gives you to do, seeking Him out, hearing Him out, that's when you're going to find out what the old preacher's talking about. For yourself. Now, everything the Lord did in the beginning, It shows us that he knows what he's doing. He knew how we react. Everything he did is with perfect precision. It's not something that men can come up with. That's why Zechariah said, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. So, everything that you intend to do, you want to do in life, is good. It's good to have plans and goals and have a format for what you want to accomplish. But if you present it before the Lord and yield, now, the Lord's not going to come and take over for you. Sometimes we wish God would just take over and make us do something. He doesn't do that. The only when he orders our steps, it's at key points in our life where at the time we're about to make a decision that will ultimately destroy us, or we'll lose out big time if we go forward with our plan. And sometimes for our sake, the Lord has just closed doors and open other doors and order our step. And then every time he's done that, I thought about it. I thought about my plans. Usually, when I was a child, I had in mind to do some things I had no business doing. It was wrong, too. And it didn't work because my parents prayed for me. And sometimes, the Lord he was watching out for me. I was about to make some bad choices. And as an adult, I looked back and I remembered it. I said, Lord, you helped me make good decisions. Thank you. I couldn't see what you saw. And I had a mind to work against you and not do what I should do and embarrass my parents. And you prevented me. You helped me not do that. Now, I'm not the first person the Lord did that for. The king of Egypt and the king of the king of Egypt, and also I forgot the other country. When Abraham and Sarah went, Abraham would tell the people in the land that Sarah was his sister, because he figured they'd kill him and try to marry her. And the Lord, sometimes people don't fully trust the Lord. The Lord had already told him that he would bless them that bless him and curse him that curse him. As he went along in life, he found out that what God said was true. And he didn't have to lie and say that Sarah was his sister. Now, Sarah was his half-sister, and she became his wife. But the Lord gave the king a dream and said, you're just a dead man. And he said, but I didn't do anything with her. He said, I prevented you from sinning against me. He would have, but the Lord prevented him. He ordered his steps. And this man gave Abraham riches and said, go. The next one asked him, why did he do it? Why did he say that? And these kings, they didn't want to. God ordered their steps. God can order people's steps, but that's rare. Everything else, you're going to have to believe him for. If the Lord show you something, if you can be in faith about it, he'll confirm it. But if you take it lightly, he'll stop saying anything about it, and he'll let you go your way. And I know this. You and I, we got to invite the Lord to guide us in all truth. Then he will. Now, what he brings to you, without you asking, the word of the Lord will come to you saying something. That's very important. I'm going to point that out. From different broadcasts, the Lord had me to point that out. That's very important. That's your best wisdom. That's your very best wisdom. That didn't come from your mind, and it didn't come from anybody else's mind. It came from God's mind. No other man gave you that. It's like when Jesus said, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter said, "You're the Son of God." And then Jesus said, "Flesh and blood didn't give you that. That came from my Father." No man could say that, even though they knew that the Messiah was coming. Some expected it. Some suspected it. But most Jews didn't believe like Peter did. Peter said, "You're the Son of God." He was the first man to acknowledge it after Jesus asked that question. Now, that's what I'm talking about. When the word of the Lord comes to you saying something, that's a revelation from the heart of God. That's your best wisdom. It's very important. Satan will try to fight it because he wants us to believe that we're here. We have the smarts to do it ourselves. He wants us to look at our wisdom like he does. See, pride looks within, so he tempts men to look within. Faith looks to God. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. Trust believes God. We need to trust God. We need to know him. And only then can we go forward like we want to. Following God, it puts you in a better situation. And your life goes to a greater category. You will be in, everything is enhanced as you follow God. The format that he provides. Now, he recognizes your authority. If you don't want to follow him, he won't make you do it. That's why people have, he wants people to be in faith about what they do. If you can be in faith about it, those are the kind of people he'll lead and guide. Now, I'm going to tell you something more honorable than that. When people ask him to follow them, when they ask for his best, when they ask for his logic, when they believe him for it, that's even better. But whatever the Lord come to you saying, it's in your best interest and in the best interest of all that you care about, even your personal goals, to follow him. What if I told you, if you do it God's way, he can utilize all of your best interest. If you love the fish, if you love boats, if you love motorcycles. I know a man that the Lord gave him a motorcycle ministry. Now, how cool is that? And when he went to the motorcycle rides, one trip, 700 people got saved. The next trip, 1,000 people got saved. And he goes to another church now. So who knows what God is going to do with that motorcycle ministry? A motorcycle ministry. Now, cold religion would say, "No, no, no, no. God doesn't want you to do a motorcycle ministry. You need to just sit here at the church and just do something in the church and do it traditionally." That, you know, but the Lord is out there giving people assignments that love him, that will follow through. When you follow God, it's going to be good. You're going to love it. It's exciting. And he's blessed. You even have the makeup for God's best. Everything was well thought out. You have a design for a temperament. You're created for this greatness. Now, just like a talent, our natural talents, I found out that I had a natural skill. I can take things apart and put them back together. But before I could be expected to fix somebody's car properly, I had to be trained. My strategy for fixing things grew when I learned how cars work. But it's a natural gift. But I didn't invent the car. I had to learn how they work, and I use my skill to do the work that I do. I understand it quickly. Now, your design, the things that God put in you, are there. Deep resources. You know, when they dig a coal mine, it's got deep resources. It goes down deep for miles. Deep resources. So are we. We're made in God's image, who is full of deep resources. Every deep resource is found in the Lord. And he put a part of his wisdom in each of us. And it's all different. Now, consider that. The people that will sincerity attracts sincerity. People of faith are attracted to people of faith. And the Lord evaluates where you'll be most effective. And he has people there. If you minister in this place, at this time, at the right time, then the Lord knows for a fact that certain key people will get saved. You may minister and leave, and they'll get saved because of what you did. You may be on the radio at the right time, the right moment, when they were listening, and they receive your anointing, and they'll get saved. Or they're already saved, and you'll say something that will turn them on, that will spark their attention. And they'll make the right adjustments, and the Lord will be able to take it from there. Ministry runs deep, just as deep as God does, when we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. If it's not by might, my personal wisdom, and not by power, the wisdom of others, it's not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Only the Spirit of God can do these things and put us together where we need to be. Only the Spirit of God knows how to do it. But it's our responsibility to do it. But we don't have the knowledge. We don't have the wisdom. We cannot prepare ourselves for it. We cannot train for it on our own. It's not a plan that we can ever come up with. But the Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth. There's no place you can go and pay for such an education. It can't even happen. And people are missing out on what would be very wonderful. Most people have missed out on millions of dollars that would have come their way. Because when God gave them something to do, they denied doing it. They didn't do it. They didn't follow through. They didn't finish. Or they just didn't try. They let others talk them out of it. And they went along with the plan of man. And not the plan of God. And some people began. God gave them something to do. They started. And then they started. When it started looking successful, they got to a certain point, and then they started doing it their way. So they can't finish the project. Now the anointing comes. It's given in measure. We know by Samson that as long as he was obedient, the anointing rested on him. It remained on him. He never had a problem fighting. He was anointed to fight and judge. He was anointed to fight, to kill, and also to judge. He was a judge. So, he was kind of like a king. He had the mind of a king. He was a judge. And he did what he was supposed to do. Until he gave away his prime secret about cutting his hair. When he's sitting there and Delilah kept worrying him about it, and he told her. And she greatly worried him about it. And he lost focus. And he told his enemy his weakness. And you don't have to tell your enemies your weakness. He told her the covenant that made him strong, and she used it against him to weaken him. So he gave away too much information. But he grew his hair back, got back in covenant, and asked the Lord to have mercy on him and help him kill these Philistines that was mocking him. And the Lord heard his prayer and did so. Now, that tells us that what we do and the way we behave and the way we act can determine the amount that God anoints us. I want God to be able to totally anoint me for whatever he wants to do. And I want to carry myself properly so that I can get the job done. I don't want to fail in any way. If I don't have to fail, I don't want to fail. I know I'm not the smartest person in the world, but that doesn't mean anything. God can still cause me to do what needs to be done. And I want to know that I can fully cooperate. So I confess that I will do all that's in his heart. Everything. And I'm setting my gauge, which is the rudder of my ship, is my tongue. Your tongue is how you drive to your destiny. If you can say it, you can do it. Now, I learned that you got to be in faith about your ministry. We shared that on the last broadcast. You have to believe it. It's a requirement, because the just shall live by his faith. Also, that suggests that preachers will preach by their faith. Ministries will operate by their faith. If I'm not in faith about it, I'm not in agreement with it. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? I'm in full agreement. And I determined to be in full agreement. If I think I'm in full agreement and I'm really not, I say it so that I can be. There's no room for failure. I will only contend for what God has given me to do. I believe in what God has given me to do, and I will perform what God has given me to do. There's no room for error and no room for failure. And by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can too. And the Lord is determined. If what you push, he push. What you pull, he pull. What you set in motion, he will help you. He will work with it. We need him to guide us, or the ministry can't be what it could be. And most people, they're trying to do it their way. And they believe in what they're doing, and they're doing a wonderful job. All I'm saying is, if you totally follow God, it will be unrestricted. It will be a work that cannot be denied. It requires character. It requires integrity, boldness, courage, all the presence and blessings that the Word of God gives you freely. I asked the Lord before, I said, Lord, I'd like for you to give me a writing that will bless millions of people. And he said something that caught my attention, and I never forgot it, and I never will. He said, don't talk about my people. So, that suggests to me that he didn't say, no, I won't do it. He didn't have a reason for not doing that. He just said, well, don't talk about my people. Because lack of character can prevent you from receiving more anointing. It takes an anointing to do something like that. In order to do something like that, you have to be anointed. You can't just write something of yourself. Now what if I become famous and I talk about somebody publicly, such as the president or a politician, if I don't like what they do, and I talk about them negatively, or even people that I love, if they offended me, or if I think that they did something stupid, and I talk about them. Now I'm doing a mighty work of God, and then I'm tearing people down. That's not good, and that's not God's heart. If you want to represent God, If you want an anointing that wins souls and be a blessing, you got to have the same character God has. You got to love people like God loves people. Because you will confuse people terribly. And it'll give Satan something to mock you with. Something to accuse you with in heaven's court. And Lord forgave me of all the sins that I ever did. And I'm very thankful for it. Now, I'm not going to go and add to it when I could be receiving God's knowledge and living in the character of God. So I endeavor to increase in the things of God, increase in the love of God towards others. And I don't believe in speaking ill against anybody, even if they're wrong, even if they don't like me. Those are my rules. Because I need an anointing to do what I do. Oh, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. And I thank him for all of it. And I thank God for all you who have ears to hear. We got to take full advantage of the short time we have. Our time is very short. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus is our Lord. And he will help us make good use of the time. The last few days of grace. Till next time. Be blessed.